This is Rhema for Today.
But you go back to Mark's gospel and read about this same thing. Mark 6:5, it says he could there do no mighty work. Save or except he laid his hands on a few people with a toe ache and a toothache and a headache. Well, you said it didn't say that. No, it didn't. It said couldn't do any mighty works. So he laid his hand on a few sickly or sick folk and healed them. Go get some other translations. And it says he laid his hand on a few people that had a few minor ailments.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Healing in the Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
The reason that Christ's words were irresistible was because they were anointed words. Anointed by the power of God. You see, he began his earthly ministry by being anointed first by God. Go with me. As he comes out to begin his public ministry, around 3.5 years at the age of 30, he walked down to the River Jordan to John the Baptist to be baptized. You remember that story? You remember that the sign of the Holy Spirit, which is what? The dove, flew down, sat on his shoulder. That was the sign that he was anointed. Remember, in the Old Testament, a sign of being anointed by God with the power of God was being having a deal of oil poured over your head. Now, I'm not talking about just a little bit of oil on your forehead. I'm talking about all of it. I read a story or heard somebody talking about an individual, and he just said, you know, he'd read where they anoint the sick with oil, and then he'd read in the Old Testament how they poured the oil on it. So he got a whole big old quart bottle of olive oil. The person down there, and he poured it right on top of their head. That actually happened. The person got healed. I don't know what happened to their clothes. But I don't imagine they cared a whole lot. They got healed. You see, whenever the Holy Spirit descended, God said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased," and so forth. Though the Son of God had a divine nature, he also was the Son of Man with the human nature, and that's what he ministered under. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Anointed words. We've been talking about all these things that he did with words. Let's go back and let's see what happened in his life. After he was anointed, you remember that he went away into the wilderness. Now, if you've never been to the Holy Land or to Israel, when they say wilderness, you don't understand what they're talking about. Because when we hear the word wilderness, we think about undergrowth and trees and so thick you can't hardly get through them and so forth and so on. That's not wilderness to them. Wilderness to them is utter desolation. I mean, there ain't nothing out there. Just an old mountain sticking up out there, and there's nothing on it but rocks, and there's no vegetation. There's not even any place to get out of the sun when it's beating down. There's no water. There's nothing. When you see wilderness in the Bible, they're talking about complete, utter place of utter desolation. We might be better to term it a desert place. Although they did have the mountains, but there was nothing on them. It was still a desert mountain. Remember, he was tempted of Satan. He walked down out of that. Well, let's turn there. Luke. Luke chapter 4. He returned to introduce the gospel for the first time. And it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Now we could go do a little teaching. The power of the Spirit is where the anointing is. Living with the power of the Spirit dominant in your life at all times means that you will live with the anointing. You know, I get tickled at people many times. Somebody will come up and want them to pray for them, and they'll say, okay. And they'll have to stop for a few moments and pray themselves. If I read the Bible correctly and you're living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit, you don't have to stop and pray for 10, 5 minutes or even 1 minute. Before you can begin to minister, you can immediately move with the anointing and minister because you are residing and living there. Yeah, if you're not living there, if you're not living in right standing and living like you're supposed to, yeah, you're going to have to take some time to pray. But while you're taking time to pray to get ready, the enemy's already destroyed what you need to pray about. Say amen, oh me. That's good preaching. Go ahead, Hagin. I believe I will. Thank you. Though the Son of God had a divine nature, he also was the Son of Man with the human nature, and that's what he ministered under. And it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And his custom was, he went unto the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath anointed. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He closed the book because they always stood up when they read. That was their custom. He closed the book and he sat down and he said, this day is this fulfilled in thy ears. Is that what it says there? And there should not have been one sick person leave the place. In fact, the minute he said that, there should have been a revival breakout. And that day in Nazareth, there need not the sun need not go down on anybody that was in need for anything. But you go back to Mark. Gospel, read about this same thing. Mark 6:5, it says he could there do no mighty work. Save or except, he laid his hands on a few people with a toeache and toothache and a headache. Well, you said it didn't say that. No, it didn't. It said couldn't do any mighty works. Save, he laid his hand on a few sickly or sick folk and healed them. Go get some other translations. And it says he laid his hand on a few people that had a few minor ailments. Nothing that was drastic. Nothing that was chronic. Few minor ailments. I mean, it's a minor ailment when you got a toeache, isn't it? That's not very drastic. That's all that happened. Yet he spoke the word. But you know why nothing happened? There was no reaction to the word spoken. You see, when he introduced it, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me." Now, that's talking about that side issue. I want to get to the point of the anointing. You see, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing that you have, that I have, when we're full of the Spirit. And we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Our words have some power behind them. They have authority. Now remember when Jesus died upon the cross, he arose again and so forth and so on, and here's Easter Lily still here. We just celebrated him rising. He ascended unto the Father on high. And the Father said unto him, "All power has been given unto thee in heaven, both in heaven and in earth." Jesus in turn turned around and he gave that power to the church. I didn't say he gave it to Rhema Bible Church. I didn't say he gave it to the First Assembly, the First Baptist, the First Presbyterian, the First Catholic, or the Good Shepherd Lutheran, or any. He didn't give it to any single physical church. He gave it to the church, according to the Greek, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the ones that are born again, blood bought, blood washed. I don't care what name they got over their forehead. If they're born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and have changed their way of living and are living in line with God's word, they're born again and they're a part of the church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you want to know anything about us, you can go to rhema.org.
Yeah, and there's live stream stuff available. You can read the Word
teaching.
Of Faith online or order
That's
it
right.
for yourself. There's you can listen to Rhema for Today, the radio broadcast. You can
all kinds of stuff. Yes.
Just go to rhema.org and you'll find out all the information.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Healing in the Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.